Mind Food Radio, Smart Thinking with Michael McHugh and Ben Starr.
Well, Christmas is over and you've probably seen your credit card statement. You've thought, how much did I spend and how did it happen?
It's always this time of the year. It's like a diet, isn't it? You know, you go back to me and say, right, this is it. I'm going to change. But it's a bit like that with your finance. Mm. You know, they always say when you're on holiday over the summer holidays, mm-hmm. it's best to plan your next holiday or your holiday for the year.
That's my problem. I've never done it.
And it's a bit the same with the old credit card thing. You know, you've either blown it over Christmas or holidays and mm-hmm. you think, and put in play some, you know, some smart ideas.
And then the interest that they charge, because you think they're being generous.
Yes, I know. Look, today on the show, we've got Jeremy Cabral, and he's going to talk to us about the five credit card mistakes we're making. Welcome to the show, Jeremy.
Thank you very much for having me.
Tell me, the first one would have to be about paying late, wouldn't it? And all the fees you get charged.
Well, yeah, that's right. That is really the number one tip. If you have a credit card and you pay it off in full and on time each month, you're not going to be paying interest. So you're effectively using them in a way that, you know, is manageable. And that's, in some ways, that's the way, that's not how the banks want them to be used, because otherwise they're not making any money besides the annual fee on the credit card. But that's really the number one tip we have for you.
How do you find out all these deals and the best way then to choose which one?
Well, our website, creditcardfinder.com.au, tries to make it an easy job. We essentially aggregate all the information out there in the market and put it all available in one place. So it does save you a lot of time. Instead of going to each bank's website and sort of checking their information, it's all available on our one website. And we've broken down our comparison into a unique way where we have these contextual guides where we actually break down our guides into things like student credit cards, you know, balance transfer credit cards, low interest credit cards, no annual fee credit cards. And you know, that's really what differentiates our website from other comparison websites out there. So, yeah, like you find the section that's relevant to you, and as you're reading the guide, you'll get a better understanding as to how to compare these credit cards mm-hmm. and make a decision as to which one to apply for or even which ones not to apply for. Mm-hmm.
So let's go from one to five. Can you walk us through it? The five credit card mistakes at number one.
So number one is, as we were saying before, is the paying your bill late is really a massive mistake. It's really important that you pay them in full and on time. You know, one thing that people aren't aware of is if you don't pay your card in full and on time, if you have an interest-free days feature on your card, it actually gets voided, essentially, so you won't actually have that facility. So mm-hmm. it's really important that you do that.
Yep.
The second one is to the biggest mistake is making only the minimum repayment each month. If you carry a balance on your card, it's really important that you try to make an extra repayment each month. If you were to pay an extra $50, it really can help reduce your interest charges and the repayment period on your credit card as well. As we were saying before as well, a mistake a lot of people make, actually 83.5% of people in Australia don't use credit card comparison websites. And the mistake is, failing to compare cards on the market.
I didn't even know it existed, to tell you the truth. Did you?
No, I didn't either.
I tell you how it happens, or it does for me. Mm. You've got a bank account, and then if the bank has got the credit card, you think, oh,
yeah,
okay.
Yeah. And you don't know what you're getting signed up for. What's next?
And the next one is spending without a budget in mind. So,
oh, God, we're all guilty of that.
Yeah, that's more than just credit.
That Hilux you bought outside, Michael, that was a one-off purchase.
It was a gift.
Yes, go on.
So, what is really important, if you do have an interest-free day feature on the card, you need to be able to spend what you can afford to repay within that 55-day mm-hmm. interest-free period. Mm. And the last tip is really to avoid withdrawing cash at ATMs. It attracts the highest interest rate out of all credit card transactions. It's called a cash advance.
Yeah.
And, interest rates can be 20% upwards. And, the other thing as well is interest is charged immediately from the day you withdraw.
Hey, Jeremy, thank you for being on the show today. That's Jeremy from Credit Card Finder.
Yeah.
I didn't even know this existed, a site where you can go on and find the right credit card for you.
Thanks, Jeremy, for joining us today.
No, thank you so much for your time.
Thanks, mate.
Mind Food Magazine and Mind Food Radio. Together, smart thinking.